Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross on Calvary, open John chapter 19 and verse 34. Let's start from there. Jesus hung on the cross on Calvary. After he shouted, "It is finished," the power of that kept us in bondage, disturbing our peace, giving up frustration, he declared it finished because he paid the debt on the cross on Calvary. He broke their power and paid the price for redemption. And to confirm that it is finished, our redemption is complete. And he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In verse 14, a prophetic action was taking place. Verse 34, he said, "But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out." What and what? Say it. Blood and water. Not only blood, but blood and water. John said, "Is he that came not by blood only, but by blood and water." Why blood and water? Blood is the price of redemption that he paid on the cross on Calvary. Then the water is the abundant life. I try to explain this prophetic action very well so that you'll understand why we choose to use this water for your healing and for your deliverance. For this program, every Tuesday, we call it No More Bondage. Our reference is in John 19 verse 30, where he shouted, "It is finished." And who the Son of Man set free is free indeed. And he set us free at the cross on Calvary. And if you believe, then better do this prophetic action. Water baptism is a prophetic action. Hallelujah. That identifies with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's why we do water baptism here every Tuesday. Hallelujah. And if you have not been baptized, you are not under the blood. Because we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says so. We overcome that accuser that accused you of whatever it is. Your former lifestyle, how many children you have aborted. That's why you are barren. The blood of Jesus Christ has paid for it. That song that I said, Jesus paid it all. To is requiring from you, Jesus has paid for it. Whatever that witch is accusing you of as a reason to keep tormenting you, even in your office, Jesus has paid for it. Jesus has paid for it. Don't break our chair. Don't break our chair. Before you go, Cameroon. Whatever you did before you ran to the cross of Jesus, Jesus has paid for it. The accuser of the brethren cannot accuse you anymore, because when you come to Christ, you have come to the blood of sprinkling. Oh, glory be to God. Hebrews 12 says so. And to the blood of sprinkling that speak, that blood speak. Better things than that of Abel. The Bible says so. Hallelujah. That blood is speaking even before the throne of grace for God's mercy upon us. When I was chasing out a spirit from a woman in a program I went in Abuja some time ago, and the spirit, the demon refused to go. All I know to do to chase out the spirit from somebody, I did it. The demon was still like that. Now me, they chase. I will disgrace you. You say you're anointed, I'll finish you. I will even tore my cloth. But I said, for this spirit to still, despite this atmosphere, to still make a claim over this young woman, there must be something connecting them. The only thing, therefore, that will deliver this sister is not bind and loose, but to plead for God's mercy. And I stood before the whole crowd there that day. I just held her. I said, Lord, have mercy upon her. I plead your blood before the throne of mercy. Father, have mercy. The demon just walked away and the woman received her deliverance. Hallelujah. That blood is pleading for mercy even before the throne of God. When we commit anything, this is the second ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has three offices to fulfill. The first office is the office of a prophet. He delivered the word of God. The second office is the office of a high priest. Oh, glory be to God. That is the office he's in now. After the mercy is over, he will stand up from the mercy seat and he will come to rule as a king. Hallelujah. Of kings on earth here for 1,000 years. For now, this is the time of mercy. When we even commit anything and the wrath of God wants to come, Jesus is at the mercy seat to say, Father, this is the reason I went to the cross on Calvary. And if you can just ask for mercy, the mercy will just flow immediately. See the power of the cross. Praise the Lord. With that blood, he paid the price and redeemed us to himself. We now belong to Jesus. That is why satanic powers have no power over us again. They will try. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. They will throw the arrow, but they will not succeed. They can afflict some injuries here and here, but remember, it is no injury he wanted to give you. What he wanted to achieve, he can never achieve. When you have this confidence, two things happens. You try to stay close to that source of protection. So I will cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies are lost. I lay down. I will cling to it. Cling.
I will cling to the old rugged cross. And let's change it someday.
This revelation, your prayer is Jesus, keep me
at the cross. There I went just far
free, free, free.
Be to all I need.
It brings healing, it brings deliverance.
Close from God.
And the first confirmation of the power of the cross is my conversion. It's my conversion. The first testimony of a believer is, I once was lost,
but now I am found.
Life I lived, but how God protected me. He said he loves me.
I cannot say why he loves me. I cannot say why. All power is free. He's so powerful.
I saw that while I was living that useless life without him, he still had me in mind. Until I came across it in the Bible that while we were yet sinners, he already provided for us on the cross of Calvary. That excites me. And I say, such love,
such wonder.
Our relationship with God is for better, for worse. We don't serve God for what we will get. We serve God for what he has done for us. When you serve God like that, then you're on the pathway of being untouchable by the enemy. Hallelujah. When you catch this revelation of what he did on the cross of Calvary, the songwriter says, all the way to
Calvary.
For me, personalizing, it's for me. He went for me, for me.
All the way to Calvary,
all the way to Calvary.
He went
for me.
He died to set me free.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. The power that is in the blood of Jesus. If God will open your eyes to see it, that is why I started that teaching that I titled Understanding Grace for Salvation. I said on Sunday and next Sunday, I will continue. Not too many people understand the grace. Apostle Paul told Titus about the grace that worketh salvation, that bringeth salvation, has appeared unto all men. There is the grace that bringeth salvation. And there is a grace that does not bring salvation. People must know it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is grace to cast out devil. It's grace. But I may have that grace to cast out devils. That grace is different from the grace that will lead me to salvation. Because grace to cast out devil is exercising gift. And it is a gift of the Holy Ghost. You may have the gift and may not have the giver of the gift. Okay. So we have to explain this and let the people understand why Apostle Paul said, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't miss our teaching on Sunday. Praise the Lord. People don't understand the power, especially those of us who live very useless life before. And grace found us. Hallelujah. One of my former colleagues in the military, he had a problem with him, and I sent him a note to help him. And he sat down and he's asking, you mean true? Alu now be pastor. And he's remembering all the bad things we were doing when I was in the military school. And they were remembering all the bad things we were doing when I was in the Air Force. And they are mentioning them. And when they are mentioning them, I cannot find them again. We are a day.
We are all under the blood. All the doors of Calvary.
Price for redemption fully paid. Now I can say I belong to Jesus. How many people can say that? Say it, let me hear. To demonstrate it, you enter the water for water baptism. Don't let them sprinkle it on you. Jesus, when he died, they did not sprinkle sand on him. He was buried. The water must cover you. That is the significance of the water. One of it. Hallelujah. Water is a cleansing substance. Correct? Liquid. It's a soluble agent. Correct? It's a soluble agent. Anything that is dirty, water will wash it. Eh? Water will wash it. Anything that is unclean, water will wash it. And our uncleanness came about through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And so, water is for our purification, for our cleansing. And when you enter that water in the name of the Lord Jesus and come out, all your sins till that day are remitted. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is the power of that water. That's why he said, water came out of his side. And another thing that water signifies is restoration. Hallelujah. After he redeemed us, we came to him buffeted, spiritually destroyed, some of us physically destroyed. Remember, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Anything that is dead, what do you use to revive it? Water. Somebody here, hallelujah. This year, there shall be abundant life. Prosperity. Prosperity is part of the gospel. Oh, glory be to God. That's why that songwriter says, Rock of Ages,
let for me,
let me hide myself in the water and the blood.
Say,
cure. Water and blood be a double cure. Hallelujah. And the last statement in that verse, he said, save me from rot and make me pure. Why? Save from rot and make me pure. Save. Let it be double. There are two things it will do. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Only be there. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Judgment is coming upon this world. Only where the blood is applied. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He says, judgment is coming.
All will be dead. Each one receiving the seeds.
Hide them.
Sickness in love.
Seven, Apostle Paul described Jesus Christ as our Passover. This world will soon be destroyed. Go and preach the gospel like Noah preached. He that believeth and is baptized, Mark 16 says so, shall be saved. Saved from what? From the destruction that will soon come upon this world. Coronavirus, that small, this test is only handwriting in the world. There is, the Bible describes as the day of the Lord. And it says, woe unto him that desires the day of the Lord. The Bible tells us, when that day will come, it said the earth will reel like a pendulum. It will shake. Everything will be shaking. What is happening? He said, they will run to the sea will reject them. Run to the mountain will reject them. What is happening? He said, it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. For all those who reject him, but there is a provision. This time it's not in your house you will apply it. There's a song that says, down at the cross, we are my Savior. Jesus Christ, when you apply it, and to apply it is not by mouth, it's a process. And when you are under that blood, then that blood speaks for you. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love to talk about the cross, for that is the message. Because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Deliverance is automatic. The safest place to be on earth is to be under the blood. Be in Christ. Hide there. When others we are crying last year, crying, confusion everywhere, fighting themselves, fighting the scientists and everything, the believers who are revelated, they were seeing that it is homegoing time. It is sign that this world system is crumbling. But before it crumbles, we are going home. Hallelujah. That's why that songwriter says, nations are breaking, but Israel is awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold, the Gentile is numbered with harrow and comb. Eternity so will unfold.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the day of redemption is near. Those the message I'm meant for, they will catch it. I am a marketer. I am selling Jesus. That's what I'm selling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am selling my Jesus. That's my ministry. Did I sell anointing oil for you? Did I sell anointed water for you? Did I sell anointed t-shirt for you? Did I sell apron for you? Did I tell you to give me money so that nothing will happen to you this year? But I am selling something. And if I'm selling Jesus, he will confirm now. He will confirm that it's a good product. He will confirm that it's the best product you can buy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave. That is the market. They say, who will believe our reports? People cannot understand the love of God. The songwriter says, the love of God is greater far
than tongue of man.
This year in the name of Jesus. Whatever estate you are in now, by the end of this year, it will become better. I say it will become better. Your business will become better. Your ministry will become better. Your marriage will become better. Your finances will become better. I say your condition will become better in the name of Jesus.